The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Right there with Joe Piscopo. A new album is called Spirit. Great. You know what? Just a brilliant, brilliant guitar album from one of the probably, I think, best guitar players on the scene today, if not the greatest guitar player and a sweetheart of a guy, Philip Sace. Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I want to go back. And good morning. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, Eric Adams, borough president of Brooklyn, running for mayor of New York. Eric will join us momentarily. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk about the taxes in New York City. Why can they be forgiven? I want to address that with Assemblyman Ronald Dancer. Sheriff Sean Golden is on the show. We're going to talk about this gal that accused Joe Biden of assault with Rich McHugh from Business Insider. A lot to talk about. Mike Gallagher's with us. Dr. Ian Smith, Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi is with Alan Zweibel from Saturday Night Live. And you asked about Howard and the president. You know, I know the Howard Stern, and someone just called, Tom called last hour and saying how to can the president say what he said about the disinfectant and whatnot, and then what Howard said. I've known Howard for most of my life, for crying out loud, and have immense respect and love for Howard Stern. He's just, I've known him so much, and he was always there for me. When I needed him, I needed to fill a room, fill a club or something, Howard would put me on. We'd have fun. We'd goof around. You know what? But he's always been there for me, and I love everybody over there, Fred and Gary and Robin and everything. So I don't want to say anything, but if he said something derogatory against the president, maybe it wasn't fun because I know that they're friends. I, as a hypochondriac, understood exactly what the president meant. And I wish that the only thing I wish the president didn't say I was being sarcastic. When he goes, when someone says bleach will kill the coronavirus, I'm thinking, then he goes, and light too. Before the president said, well, maybe we should figure a way to put it in our body, I thought, gee, wouldn't it be great if we could get some kind of arthroscopic surgery to put the light inside the lungs and zap the virus. I thought of that. Maybe, how could they do it? Bleach, can you do a safe derivative for humans that is like bleach to attack the virus? I'm thinking that. So the president is, as Jesse Waters put it so aptly, spitballing. The president spitballing with the press. Ah! They go crazy over this. The president doesn't say to drink Clorox, you know, or to take disinfectant or anything. He's just saying, can you take the same kind of procedure, when you kill this virus and turn it into a medical practice? Because my argument is this: hey, excuse me, what else do you got? What else does the CDC or Dr. Fauci have? What do they have? They got nothing. Oh, we'll take a year and a half. We don't have time. They should have been on top of this. And also, you know, I don't blame the president because he was told it's going to be okay. It was Peter Navarro that sent the red flag up. And when Peter Navarro sent the red flag up, the president shut down China, for crying out loud. And you know what? Right now, I don't want to criticize Andrew Cuomo. Believe me, I could do a half hour on Andrew. I really can. He's a brilliant political animal. He knows exactly what he's doing. And there's nobody better. You go to a political science class, you watch what Andrew Cuomo did the last couple of months. But absolutely brilliant. But what does it have credence? Was it grandstanding? Are there flaws? Is he to blame? I know. Yes, there's criticisms all over with Governor Murphy as well. Now is not the time. I don't want to criticize President Trump. I want to thank him for mobilizing all the business. He's doing an epic effort to attack something that got by us. It got by us. And I don't blame Gavin Newsom. I don't blame Andrew Cuomo. I don't blame Phil Murphy. I don't blame Donald Trump. I blame China. I blame the communists in China. I blame them to the point where I don't know that it wasn't a concerted effort to release this like a biological weapon. I don't know. Oh, now, Joe, you're being conspiratorial. Hey, do we have any proof of that? It just happens in the middle of an election year with a president that they can't control. So one president they can't control is Donald J. Trump, whether you like it or not. And he goes after China in the likes of $250 billion in tariffs. China's got to bow down to this president. They don't let things like that happen. They just don't. I don't trust. And it's not the Chinese people. We love the Chinese people. I feel for the Chinese people because they're run by this horrible regime. It's the communism. And by the way, while I'm on it, because the point of this rant, by the way, and forgive me, Tom, I appreciate you calling, and I love Howard, and I support the president. I don't want any dissension right now. We got to stick together. Let's get through this, and we will. We will. Give us a couple more weeks. Then when that curve flattens even to the point, because if you look at historically what is happening with this virus, and you look how we are flattening the curve, and we are flattening the curve. I'm so proud to know you, because you want to know the truth, and you're listening outside the area on AM970Answer.com, and God bless you, and we appreciate we get all the notices how many people are listening, not only in, around the country, around the world. You know, we're very humbled by that. We don't take it for granted. We're from New York and New Jersey, man. We you know what I'm saying? It's like, what? We're supposed to what? Lock in our house now? What? I can't go to a park? Excuse me. I got to go to the church. The church is locked. Excuse me. We could take this for so long. So I believe, I don't want to say nothing, but we're from New York and New Jersey. What'd you say, Governor? Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll be doing that. I'm telling you, because if you go out now and you, no one's saying this on the news, I don't know who's staying home because it's busy as I've ever seen it outside. When I go out to the grocery store, I'm looking around. I go, man, people are running into the liquor store, you know? They're going to the grocery store. They're at the Rite Aid. They're going all around. I'm telling you. But right now, it's every 100 years we get hit with something like this. It's not as bad as they thought it would be. But if you lost a loved one or if you know someone that has died from this dreaded disease, you know, it's easy to say it's not as bad. It's easy to say, let's go back to work. Let's just calm down for another couple of weeks. Within the month, we'll all be back. I'm telling you. And then if it does come back to get us, because the virus is voracious, if it comes back to it, we'll lock down again. But so help me God and mark my words on the radio. You're going to look back at this, and this is our World War II. And you know what? If you lost somebody from COVID-19, from the Wuhan virus, if you lost somebody and our hearts are with you, you know what that person is? Whether it's an older person in a nursing home or if it's a best friend, you know what? They are warriors in this world, in this world war. It's like World War III, man, is what we're going through. And I'm telling you, as you go through, and then my friend, Dr. Nina Radcliffe, said something very astute that I mentioned on the air earlier. When we go back to work, and it should be sooner than later, and I would humbly submit to the governors, you just got to do it. And if you lose people, it's like when you go into battle, and we're going into battle. And Dr. Radcliffe said, when you go into battle, there will be casualties. And that's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate situation, an unfortunate fact. When a general says we're going back in, he knows there's going to be casualties. She knows there's going to be casualties. And there's going to be casualties when we go back. Easy for me to say, because I'm feeling for you if you lost somebody. But I hope it just gives you some kind of solace when I tell you that person that you lost from COVID-19, that is a warrior. And in years to come, yeah, we lost grandma from COVID-19. She was one of the warriors in that war against this virus that was spewed upon us from communists in China. You know, it's a war. So we will get there. But right now, we got to stick together, man. You got to stick together. You got to be together on this. Put your faith in God. Yes, I said put your faith in God. And we are one nation under God, and we're the greatest country on the planet Earth. And then, you know what's nice about this, too, is I feel for other people around the world. And I, you know me, I'm so proud to be an American. And I don't mean to say we're better than anybody else, but, you know, I'm just saying, we're such a, I know because I get out there and I travel the southern belt of the United States of America, the West Coast, the upper Midwest, you know, in New York and New Jersey. I see the greatness of you who step up and pay your taxes and put up with this nonsense from the politicians, the disrespect we get from all politicians everywhere who just, and I don't know if it's an intentional disrespect. They just don't understand us. They don't get it. Because once you make a lot of money, once you get power, you lose your touch with the real people, you know, who you and I are. So I'm proud to know you, but also our hearts go out to everybody in Italy and to Spain and to Brussels and all around the world. And we will beat this. And we're going to look back on it. And we're going to look sooner than later. And it's going to say, wow, I can't believe we went through it. And hopefully it will make us stronger. Economically, that's the one fear I have. I don't know how we recover. I really don't know how we recover economically. How do you come back on something like this? That's why it's your angst and your need to get back into it, or to put, like, let younger people get back into whatever it is. That argument is just. We should go back sooner than later. So listen, we're going to talk with Grover Norquist about the taxes, because I think what we should, I want to hear from Governor Cuomo. And respectfully now, this is not, I want to criticize, because he's so savvy at these pressers, you know. And I want to hear from Governor Cuomo say, okay, I'm forgiving state income tax, which is astronomical in the state of New York. I'm forgiving a property tax, which is astronomical all throughout New York. Imagine if he said that. And you know what? I apologize if you have called and the phones, you can't get through on the phones. We're trying to open it up, and I am livid that we can't get, show us a little something, because no one's getting through on these lines in New Jersey as well. You can't get through. You should see when I have to pay, I didn't know, do I have to pay alimony throughout all this? I mean, only a question I would have. Thank you for asking. But do I pay alimony? You know what? What am I going to have a sheriff show up at my door if I don't pay? I got to pay alimony. Child support I'm going to pay anyway, you know? But what about, and thank God I can. What about the people that can't? What about the people that have no paycheck but have to pay alimony payments or child support payments and they can't? Can we address that? You go online. You try going on. You can't get through because all state government is antiquated as it's from the 1970s and maybe before that, and no one fixes it. So maybe this, we could have a renewed, just a total refresh. You know, you always say refresh your computer. Maybe a reboot of the United States of America. And we could get every little community. And they need new computers. They need everything new now. People can't get through. Oh my, the president goes, here's all this money. And Nancy Pelosi tries to stop it, yet still the president goes, okay, now we got it through. Here it is. Here's the second recovery package. People can't get the money because they can't get through the computers locally or in the state. They got to change everything. And hopefully, oh my God, don't let this opportunity go. That's number one. Fix everything for you and me, the common citizen. And number two, make everything in America. I want to see the president step up at the press conference today and go, I'm enacting the Defense Production Act. What? Mr. President, what about everybody? Okay. That's right. All pharmaceuticals have to be made. If you're a pharmaceutical company and you come into the United States, 75% of all the pharmaceuticals have to be made right here. It's an emergency. 75% of all your products that you make, Nike, have to be made in the United States of America, or you can go somewhere else. They're not going to go somewhere else. We're too big of a country. We're too big of a country. If you enact the Defense Production Act and insist it's time of war, and now you will decouple yourself from China. Because look at my Twitter feed, if you'd be so kind to do that, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. I put some pretty vital reads in there, and I sent one to the president. I sent one to Congressman King, and he knows who's on board anyway, and Gordon Chang. You know, we could lose the country. And this is a perfect opportunity for us to buckle down, and we're on our knees now. We can't stay out of work any longer. We have to draw this together. This is the time to take the country back. And the president has the right to do it because we're at war. And don't let those little, if there's half a dozen of the mainstream media that doesn't understand, you know what, I'm going to watch my language, but they could just do what, just don't even bother with them. Don't even bother with them. Defense Production Act, man. Say you got to make the drugs here, you got to make this here, and everybody's stepping up in a nice way. But trust me, as soon as this is over, everybody's going to be back to China. You know they are. And now is the time to keep them here. And I think the only way you're going to stop that corporate greed is to enact the Defense Production Act. I'm just saying. Hey, Joe on the radio. We're going to talk about tax with Grover Norquist and Assemblyman Ronald Dancer from the Assembly in New Jersey. Would they actually, would the Turnpike Authority actually have the gall to raise the tolls during this pandemic? I mean, I got to ask you that. What do you think? Joe on the radio. I'm just trying to keep the peace. We got Debbie. We got to keep the peace right now. Joining for at least a couple more weeks. Am I right? Just come on. Everybody calm down.
I know. We'll get through it.
And this is a vital time for us, Mr. President. You could do all. Oh, you could change everything. You could change the whole tenor of the world and how everything is shaped up. Anyway, give us a call at 877-970-2999. In the meantime, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And Joe, speaking of the tolls, trying to get out toward the Holland Tunnel tolls, you have a major problem this morning. 139 is completely closed by Jersey Ave in Jersey City. It's all due to this accident that happened about 12:45 this morning. There was an accident, police at the scene, and then another car came and hit the police car. So, again, you are seeing this ongoing investigation. As far as we know, that police officer, Port Authority officer, is in stable condition at the hospital. Let's see what's happening here on 1 and 9. We are seeing volume on 1 and 9 getting up toward 139 by the covered roadway because of that investigation. Also, taking a spin over to the Harlem River Drive southbound, getting down through the 130s. That's a collision to deal with. And watch for some slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner, right at the Deegan, getting down toward the RFK Triborough Bridge. That's some ongoing construction. Mostly sunny today with a high of 65. You know, I'm with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With Advance Auto Parts, you get the part you need from the comfort of your garage. Order online and get your part with same-day pickup, curbside, or same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get the part you need. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts.
Larry Elder sees evidence the virus is more widespread than we think.
The head of the Center for Disease Control says that 25% of infected people may not have symptoms. Moral to the story, this may be far more deeply entrenched in our society than we are aware, and a lot of people apparently have it without having any symptoms, which suggests that its death rate, its lethality may be a lot lower than we thought.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. carmakers could be restarting plants as early as May 18th. The Wall Street Journal says executives from General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler decided on the timeline after negotiations with the United Auto Workers and Michigan officials. The union had expressed concern that plants wouldn't be ready with proper safety protocols if they were opened in early May, as originally had been planned. Nissan expects to lose money this year, its first loss since the global financial crisis. Nissan also is pushing back the date for its financial results by a couple of weeks to May 28th. Even before the coronavirus crushed sales, Nissan was already dealing with shrinking demand for its cars. In March, Nissan sales were down 43% from a year ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
The latest Gallup poll shows support for President Trump is falling. But can you really believe the polls? Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll asking Americans if you approve of President Trump's handling of the crisis. It's easy to vote in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word virus to 39747. That's 39747. Your opinion counts, and Newsmax will share the results with Congress and the media. So text virus to 39747 and vote now. That's 39747.
Have you found yourself stuck in a timeshare? You're not alone, that's for sure. It must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they continue to do for thousands of others around the country. Their process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned, and their customer service is second to none. They will personally make sure your experience is a delightful one. Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Don't let ongoing maintenance fees be your legacy. Give my friends at Lone Star Transfer a call today. You'll get a no-obligation consultation. Call 844-310-3116. That's 844-310-3116. Again, 844-310-3116. Or online at MikeForLST.com. That's MikeForLST.com. MikeForLST.com.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
What are you doing? Oh, got it. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, 725. You need a good steak. Mama always tells me, Joseph, you need a good steak. And she is right. And the best steak comes from Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Man, who knew? I mean, I did a party. We were at a birthday party for Pat LaFreda, right? And my Luigi calls me. And I'm going, sure, I'll go. Let's go do this thing. So, like, I'm going to perform. They want me to perform. I go, great. Sounds like great people, great family. Everybody knows the LaFreda family. I go over with Luigi. Had the best time ever. In a backyard, New Jersey, by the way. That's the way it was. Grounded. Talk. I said, what did the LaFredas do? I had no idea. They're meat purveyors. They supply the meat, all the quality meat, to over 1,600 fine restaurants in New York and New Jersey, right? They've been doing this for 98 years. 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Whenever you have a great steak, it's LaFreda meats. I'm telling you right now. Now you could get those same meats in your home right now while you're quarantined. I'm going to tell you how you go online and you can get the LaFreda meat purveyors meats. You know, and so this is what you can get: beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922. LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants. Now they want to serve you. And this isn't like any steak you've ever had. This is not like that frozen stuff that you... No. Cut the night before, ship to you the next day. Boom. LaFreda.com. You got to try LaFreda meats. Spectacular. It's America's best meat. It's LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Al Gattulo's birthday. We're just having a fun time busting Al's chops on his birthday. 727 with Joe. Hey, you know what? I'm worried about taxes. So I asked Frank DeBoer, Grover Norquist. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. And he really has a good handle on everything. We're so overtaxed, especially in New York or New Jersey, not to mention the rest of the country, but particularly here. Grover, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Joe. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you. Is it time to reopen the economy, Grover Norquist, please?
Oh, absolutely. You want to do it safely and step by step, but we can start getting people back to work. People are wearing masks. People are comfortable having all that little distance here. And that makes all the difference. And we're taking it step by step. I think letting the states do it is a good idea. Up in Michigan, they have a crazy governor who says you can't drive to your cabin in the woods and be by yourself there as opposed to in your house. That has what to do with health. That has some little tyrant made a list of things they didn't like other people doing. Yeah, you can't ride your motorboat in the middle of a huge lake.
That was my favorite.
You could row a boat. Yeah. What is this stuff?
I know. Don't buy plant seeds. You want to plant your flowers, your food, the food that we can't get. You're not allowed to do that either. It really is getting out of hand. But how much has this pandemic actually slowed down the economy, and how long will it take to recover? Do you think, Grover?
Fascinating question. It basically told the airlines you're out of business for a while, out of the restaurants and stores, that's devastating. That just really shut much of the economy down for a month and a half. As it comes back, the good news is we are recovering from the Trump economy. We are recovering from a virus that hit at a time of record low unemployment, wages growing, the lower wages growing faster than higher wages for the first time in a long time. A lot of jobs, a lot of opportunities. Everything was going well. We go back into that. We haven't changed that. One of the challenges is some people think, oh, there's an emergency. Let's go raise taxes. Well, we did that under Obama, and we raised taxes, and it was the slowest recovery since World War II. Every other recovery under Nixon and Ford and all these other guys that had some rough recoveries, the one during the Obama years, 8.5 years, 7.5 years of his presidency, we were technically in recovery. The economy was growing just very slowly, and wages weren't going up very well. But we have a lower business tax. You know, Our business tax is 21% federal. It used to be 35. Communist China is 25. So we had a higher tax on businesses than communist China. Germany was 25. So we brought that down. That's very helpful. Step one, do no harm. Do not raise taxes. Do not come up with stupid regulations. Whenever there's a crisis, there's some people in Washington and in state capitals with a little list of things they want to impose on people.
Yeah, I know.
They'll scratch out terrorism and write in virus. And the same list of powers and demands and taxes comes out with a new reason.
You think that now we're progressive socialist states in New York and New Jersey. It's I can't tell you how we got here, but here we are. So
I used to live in Massachusetts before I immigrated to the United States.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why these Northeast states, how it happens like that. But do you see Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy, and I'm trying to be nice because I want to get through this virus before we start to criticize, but do you see them slamming us with taxes after this is all through to make up for the tax that they lost?
Yes, but remember, even when the economy was going well, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York, Illinois, and California were committing much more spending, and particularly government employee pensions that are not paid for in any way. I mean, it's literally trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities. Yeah. So before any crisis, they were driving towards bankruptcy and towards not being able to pay. So they will announce, oh, because of the virus, we want to raise taxes. They've wanted to raise taxes. And the only thing that slowed them down is when Trump said, we're not going to let rich states with high taxes be subsidized by Kansas and Missouri with the deductibility of the SALT, the state and local taxes. That kind of subsidized high taxes, and when you don't subsidize it, then if the governor of Murphy wants to raise taxes, he's got to look you in the eye and say, I'm going to raise taxes, you're going to pay all of it. Before that, he'd go, I'm going to raise taxes, but it's 30% off. It's like a sale because the feds will cover, you know, give you a deduction for it. So don't mind that I'm taking 66% your cash here because, you know, it's not 100. That slowed down the effort to raise taxes on property taxes and income taxes. And what we need to do in the Northeast is reverse that. Take those rates down. Taxes are too high. I was just talking to the folks in North Carolina. They've cut taxes every year for the last 10 years. They had a $4 billion surplus going in. Why? Lower taxes, more growth.
Look at that. Look at that. And on the money that the president goes, here's all this money. And Nancy Pelosi tries to hold it up, Grover. And then they finally pass this thing. And then we go on their computers and we try to go to SBA.gov. And then we go even worse to New York State. We try to look up, get money from New York State or New Jersey. And the computers stop. And people know, and we get told it's overloaded. How can we fix this? And are the politicians aware? I haven't heard anybody in all these briefings and all the television coverage, Grover Norquist, I haven't heard one governor go, look, sorry, we got this antiquated computer system. We got to work on it. I'm sorry. They go, no, go here. You'll get the money. People are not getting through, Grover. How can we fix that, do you think?
Well, you don't quite fix it. If all you have is a baseball bat, you can't do an appendectomy, okay? And if all you have is government, you can't do an economy. You can try really hard with the baseball bat to get that appendix out, but you just leave blood on the floor. And if the government comes in to fix, remember what happened with the computers when Obama put in Obamacare, right? They go, sign up for Obamacare. And the computers didn't work for the longest time. And I'm not sure they ever quite fixed them. There's certain things government does not do well. And the more decisions and the faster you have to make decisions, the less likely the government can do it. Government's very good at blowing things up. But after that, there's a limit to what command and control can do. It's why our farms work, even though they're a complete mess. Everybody has anything they want. And in the Soviet Union, everybody's told what to do and people starved.
Yeah. Grover Norquist,
the number of things you ask the government to do.
Yeah, Grover, where can we find you at the president, by the way, of Americans for Tax Reform? Where can we find you online, Grover?
ATR.org. I tweet at Grover Norquist. And there we have a list of over 300 deregulations that have already happened to get the government out of the way of fighting the virus.
Beautiful. Grover, thanks so much. Grover Norquist. Let's talk again soon, Grover. Oh, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. President of Americans for Tax Reform. You know what? I want to just grab Eric Adams for a second. He's the borough president of Brooklyn, a friend of the show, kind enough to join us. It's a busy, busy morning, so stay with us. 7:35 with Joe. We'll take a break. We got a lot to talk about. Mr. Borough President, welcome to the show. Eric, how you doing through all of this, my friend?
Hey, Joe. How are you? And, you know, constantly moving through to make sure that we can keep the city operating and state operating.
Well, listen, I wanted to get you on the air, Eric, this morning, Frankie as well, because you've called for essential workers to be able to take mass transit for free. Tell us why that is so important, and will that actually happen, Eric?
It should. The governor called for essential employees to receive a bonus on the federal level. Hopefully the federal government would move that forward. But there are things we could do here on the state level and the city level. The MTA is within our control. And by allowing our essential employees to use the subway system for free, it would take a burden off their plate. You know, when you look at how much it costs monthly to commute back and forth to their place of employment, it shows that we can give them an instant boost in their paycheck. Many of the essential employees, believe it or not, are more than just the doctors and the nurses that would be included in this, but it's also the grocery store clerk that kept food on our shelves, the food crossing guard, all
That's
of these
it.
Individuals.
That's it. So, Eric, tell us, would it make more sense to have an Ubers or an Access a Ride type program for essential workers? Because everybody seems to be getting sick on the subways. Is that possible?
No. Our subway system has a substantial decrease, and we are in serious financial crises, and that's why we need a real bailout for the federal government. You know, had almost a 90 to 95% drop and subway uses. And so those who are on the train now, that percentage are those who really need to use the subway system. And so it's easy to identify who were the essential employees who were here. When many were sheltering in place or telecommuting, there was a body of New Yorkers who were very much engaged making sure this city continued to run. And we already have the reduced fare Metro card, and we're able to keep moving forward, and so we could do the same by identifying the essential employee. But there's another topic I want to run by you also, Joe, that's really troubling, and that's the burial of our deceased. When I spoke with a group of funeral directors, and they shared with me how we're treating the bodies of our deceased. You know, because coronavirus is here, does not mean we should take away the decency of our grandmothers, our fathers, our aunts and uncles. These are real people. And so I'm calling for the city to have a clear, coordinated effort, bringing in the funeral directors, the cemeteries, the medical examiners, the morgue employees, so we can coordinate how we handle the bodies. We have bodies on top of each other, bodies that were sent over to Hart Island. Really terrible situation.
Yeah, so that a dignified burial is the least we could do. Eric, before we let you go, we're talking to the Brooklyn Borough President and retired NYPD Captain Eric Adams, a friend of the program. You know, you wrote an op-ed a few days ago for the Gotham Gazette, Mr. Borough President, saying there's one thing missing from the mayor's plan to feed New Yorkers. Before we let you go, and I love when you talk about this, Eric, healthfulness. What did you mean by that, sir?
When you really take an examination of what caused those who died or were seriously ill from coronavirus, it was because of what's called pre-existing condition, a term we're now all familiar with, diabetes, heart disease, respiratory issue, asthma. And as you know, oftentimes on this show, I talk about how we have to feed people nutritional, good, balanced food. The food we're feeding people now in the city, I'm not talking about what one eats in their personal lives, but the city is feeding people bad food. And that food is causing many of the chronic diseases. Yeah. And I'm telling the city we could do a better job.
Wow. Well said. Eric, where can we find you online, man? Because I retweeted your YouTube video. I love that. Where can we find you online, sir?
My Instagram is at BP Eric Adams. And as well as my Twitter handle also. It's always easy to use good old-fashioned Google, and all my information comes up.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Borough President. We'll talk good soon, man. Thank you, my friend. Eric Adams, you too as well. And thanks for your service, Eric Adams, NYPD Captain, Brooklyn Borough President. Al Gattulo's got the news. Assemblyman Ronald Dancer coming up. We got a big show for you today, and we're moving along quickly. Appreciate you staying with us. 877-970-2999 if you want to join in on the Balance of Nature phone line. Let's go to Birthday Boy, Big Al. He has the headline news just for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy making sure the gun permits for retired law enforcement will not expire during the pandemic. He has extended the carry permits for 3 months after the health crisis ends. The governor's new executive order also creates a way for anyone to show they know how to use and handle a gun in order to obtain a new permit or renew an existing one. Murphy says he wants strong, common-sense gun safety measures while at the same time illegally allowing access to firearms. Governor Cuomo says he'll unpause some areas of New York State on May 15th while extending the pause executive order in other parts. The governor says that includes social distancing, monitoring cases, healthcare capacity, and tracing and testing systems. In addition, the death rate from COVID-19 continues to decline. Hospitalizations and intubations also continue to decrease. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We still have this ongoing investigation over at the covered roadway. It's a 139 getting into Jersey Avenue. All lanes closed right past the covered roadway in Jersey City. It's an overnight accident with an ongoing investigation heading through that area. Staten Island Expressway westbound at Highland Boulevard. Construction taking two lanes there. And if you're heading to the Merritt Parkway southbound, getting down through Fairfield, more construction as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 $1,000 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, 743, telling you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now is the time to get everything MyPillow, everything that you need from MyPillow, you can get. Go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials, and you can get, use the promo code AM 970, and you will get the greatest deals that you've ever seen from Mike Lindell himself. I'm telling you, buy one, get one free. How about that? Boom! Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets. Come on. MyPillow towels. I love these new towels. The roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, neck pillows. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's book, by the way, what are the odds in the name of the book? You got to read this book. You cannot believe what Mike went through. You're from crack addict to CEO. Oh, yeah. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you get Mike's book. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, more from MyPillow. I'm the Piscopo pillow guy. Everything I have is MyPillow. Love Mike Lindell. He's a great man. He's a patriot. Now this, buy one, get one free pricing on everything from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 745 on AM 970. The Answer, a lot to get into, trying to cover everything in these 4 hours that we're on the air. Assemblyman Ronald Dancer represents Monmouth County, beautiful county in the great state of New Jersey. He is in the Assembly. Assemblyman, welcome to the show. Ronald, how you doing? How's everybody doing? Your family okay?
Well, praise God, Joe. Yes, we are healthy and very thankful for that.
So, yeah, as we all are, it's a crazy, tenuous time. We appreciate you leading the fight to oppose raising tolls right now. You know what, Assemblyman, I cannot believe the audacity of the Turnpike Authority to even consider this at this time. Thank you for stepping up. Tell us what they have planned and what your take is on this, please.
Yeah. Well, the issue is really, and you said it, timing. It's all about timing. On March 9th, our governor issued a health emergency in New Jersey, and just 9 days later, on March 18th, we have public hearings. Now, quite honestly, the public hearings did not afford a legitimate public input or participation. It was certainly compromised. And ironically, today, here we are. On April 28th, and we're having at 9 o'clock this morning, a telephonic Turnpike Authority meeting, and at that meeting, and the agenda is online. I've reviewed the agenda, and there are a number of contracts that are listed to potentially be awarded by the authority.
You know, and I know you have colleagues down there, Leader Bramnick doing a great job, Robert Auth doing a great job down there. I mean, what's been the response from all your other colleagues in the Assembly to the resolution that you introduced opposing this, sir?
Well, my colleagues on this side of the aisle, you know, we obviously do not feel it's the appropriate time. I will tell you, though, there's a little irony involved here. And when we talk about timing, this coming Monday, May 4th, the United States Congress and our president has publicly advocated for, and it appears both the Senate and the House are looking at phase four of this stimulus package, if you will. But phase four, quite importantly, I have been informed, and it's in all the media reports, will have a component, an element, for a infrastructure trust fund project across the United States, which is very well needed. I mean, we need to have programs that put New Jersey back to work, open up this state for business. And here's the irony in the timing of everything.
Yeah.
Because, quite honestly, if the Turnpike Authority today does award contracts, potentially they could be in a position, the state of New Jersey could be in a position to have the so-called, remember the 08 Obama administration shovel-ready projects?
Yeah,
we could be shovel-ready. And quite honestly, this could be a job stimulus package that could really help the state of New Jersey get us back to work, open up the state, and have thousands, actually tens of thousands of jobs as a result. So let's see what happens May 4th and what happens later this morning with the Turnpike Authority possibly awarding contracts that could be shovel-ready and get this state open and back for business.
Assemblyman Ronald Dancer, right on the money. Appreciate it. You know, the Turnpike is as old as I am, I'm embarrassed to tell you, and it is one of the great roads in the United States of America. 16 lanes. There's 8 lanes one way, 8 lanes the other way, and it is a great road. So we applaud the Turnpike Authority for making it such a great road, but not now. Don't raise the tolls now. And you're telling me, before we let you go, Assemblyman, you mean to tell me that the Turnpike Authority actually held what you just said, public hearings on the toll hike in mid-March, just as state officials told people to avoid large public gatherings to reduce the exposure to the virus. A little bit under the radar, they tried to keep it, did they, sir?
Well, look, they did advertise that it would be, March 18th, that's 9 days after the public health emergency was issued. As I say, look, that compromised public input and participation. I am hopeful, though. I'm an optimist. I am hopeful that there could be a great job stimulus package out of this and open this state for business and create jobs and get people back to work.
All right. And I know 6 of your Republican colleagues in the Assembly have asked the Turnpike Authority to just delay the toll hike until the state reopens. But just to be clear, you're going further. You want the toll hike scrapped entirely, yes?
No, I don't want the toll hikes really scrapped entirely. I think it's important. It's all about timing. That was my major issue, not the appropriate time. But I do think it's important to go forward with the capital project plan and put this state back to work. It's open for business.
I appreciate that, Assemblyman. We're talking to Sheriff Sean Golden from Monmouth County's Monmouth County time on the Piscopo Show and the radio. We appreciate the fine work you're doing down there, sir. Keep up the fight, Assemblyman Dancer, and let's talk soon, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. Assemblyman Ronald Dancer right down there trying to fight for New Jersey. God bless. At least someone is. 751 with Joe on the radio. Yeah, Sheriff Golden will join us. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Jerome Corsi and Alan Zweibel, SNL writing legend, with us on the program. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out another great New Jersey name, Duhame. That's like royalty in the great state of New Jersey. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise?
Thanks to my amazing parents and my brother and my whole family. Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go to the FDR Drive southbound down through the 70s. It's an accident in the left lane. Still have this problem over on 139. 139 at Jersey Avenue, Jersey City. All lanes closed in both directions. It's an accident investigation. The accident happened at 12:45 this morning. The investigation continuing. And the Staten Island Expressway westbound right at Highland Boulevard. Construction there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio, 752 on AM 970, The Answer, telling you about Balance of Nature. Now more than ever, it is time for you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. That's all it is. Remember, the best defense against any virus, any cold, scratchy throat, is your own immune system. And Balance of Nature, I keep telling you, it's not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics that you eliminate. They have that funky smell, you know, when you get a vitamin. Am I right? You open the vitamin. Oh, what is that? That's not with Balance of Nature. It's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. And if you forget to take your dose one day, you could double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. That's what I love about it. Remember I told you, when was it, a couple days ago, I took the zinc. Take the zinc because if I survive, my stomach was so upset, man. You know what? Balance of Nature, I could take on an empty stomach. I could take on an empty stomach, and it puts within my body the antioxidants that we all need to fight the free radicals, the air that we breathe, the allergies that are out there, and not to mention the viruses that are taking over the world these days. Now, I'm not making a clinical claim here, but I'm telling you, it works for me, and I think it could work for you. And now Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Right? Start your journey to a stronger immune system now more than ever. Overall better health. You know what I always say, you deserve it. You deserve overall better health, how hard you work and what you're going through now. Here's the number for Balance of Nature, please. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Are you like most of us stuck at home these days? You know who else might be at home with you? Rodents. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. The last thing you want right now are rodents eating your stash of toilet paper or nibbling away at your bottles of hand sanitizer. But honestly, these are unwanted guests freeloading on your food and supplies while they risk spreading further disease in your home. Baits on old-fashioned traps only invites them in when you really should be trying to keep them out. So how do you keep them out? With Plug-In Pest Free. Plug-In Pest Free plugs into any electrical outlet to set up a no-go zone by utilizing the electrical wiring in your home, the most humane way of getting rid of your unwanted intruders. Now that's fair dinkum. Look us up at gopestfree.com today. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in. And forget.
This is an important coronavirus update from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation. Do you or a loved one live with a chronic illness? If so, you and your family may be at a higher risk for contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Global Healthy Living Foundation has made free information and support available for your protection and well-being. Go to ghlf.org to enroll in their free patient support program to get updates and information related to the coronavirus outbreak. Protect yourself and your family. Visit ghlf.org today.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I got to have a reason.
Hey, Joe Lumberg is out there. He's always out there checking out weather for you. He's a meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, good morning. How are we doing weather-wise for the day, sir?
Much nicer today than yesterday. Today we're going to see sunshine. It's going to get up over 60 degrees. It's going to be a really nice spring day today, finally.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, this is a bike day today, Joey. I could tell. I could just tell it's a bike. Get out there. Work out.
Yesterday was a small bike ride, but today's going to be a bigger bike ride.
Yeah. What's a small bike ride, Joe? What's a small bike ride? Come on.
38 miles yesterday.
I feel like such a wuss. I'm so happy when I finish my bike ride in Hunterdon County. I come back with my geeky outfit on, and then I think of you. Now, how many miles will you do today on a nice day?
Yeah, we might do 50 or 60. It depends on, how the spirit moves me.
God bless you,
Joey. But, yeah,
Joey.
Today's the day to get out and do it, because tomorrow we've got overcast skies. The breeze will pick up, a bit of rain. And then Thursday, showers throughout the day and very windy in the afternoon. It could be some very heavy rain late in the day and early at night. It could cause some flooding here late Thursday.
Good. And that Balance of Nature forecast for the allergies, Joe.
The allergy forecast brought to you by Balance of Nature is moderate to high again today and will be high tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Well done. Rich McHugh, top of the hour. We're going to talk about Tara Reid accusing Joe Biden of sexual assault. This is the man that broke the story. This Tara Reid case broken by Rich McHugh. Rich is live on the air with us when we come back from the news. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
43 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops are searching for the gunman who shot a rider several times at point-blank range on a subway car in the Bronx Sunday night. Police say the 41-year-old victim was on a 2 train around 10:30 p.m. when he was shot at least four times. He's in critical condition at Lincoln Medical Center. Police have surveillance pictures of the attacker who was wearing a mask. Police did not say if the gunman knew his victim. Oil prices mixed as worries about storage capacity in this country drive down the price of U.S. crude. International benchmark Brent crude up 40 cents a barrel to $20.39. West Texas Intermediate crude is down a dollar to $11.78 a barrel. WTI taking a beating because the coronavirus pandemic drying up global demand for oil, and the U.S. is running out of room to store that oversupply. JetBlue is the first major airline to make masks mandatory for passengers. Up until now, only crew members had to cover their faces as a way to keep the coronavirus from spreading. Starting May 4th, everyone will need to cover up from the second they check in until they get off the plane. Masks are also required for flight attendants at American Airlines and Delta. Masks only are given out to passengers who want them. And the New York City Department of Education announcing 28 teachers have died of COVID-19. In addition, 40 other school employees have died from the virus, including 8 since last week. The deceased include paraprofessionals, school aides, guidance counselors, and food service staffers. The list does not include those who are not DOE employees like school safety agents. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.